Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We do it once a week. We try to guess the takes. What is everyone talking about after another week in the NFL? Hugh, what are you thinking here? Monday, what's the take that's out there?
People are going to be talking about the Commodores, man. They're starting to pick up a little bit of steam. I know I talked about that last week, and they're playing against the Baltimore Ravens this weekend.
Yeah, it's a big test.
They might be considered bona fide after they get this win.
Weekend
against the Baltimore Ravens.
You're officially going to be the Commanders guy on the show now. Say, if they win that game.
See, why you got to do it like that, well, though, Joe? I'm not the Commanders guy.
Hold on.
I'm just looking at it.
I just said they were a threat to win the East. If they win this game, they might be a threat for the one seed.
That is a big game. This is a big game.
You know, here's how big the game is, actually. NBC tried to take the game for Sunday Night Football, and CBS was like, nope. You can't have it. That would be a fun game. Is that 4 o'clock? Because I'd like to watch that after the Eagles game.
1. Ravens is one, yeah.
Oh,
that would probably be on TV in the box.
Yeah, I'll have that on the small screen. But okay, I'm gonna have to rewatch that later on. All right, so my guess to take this week is I think after the Cardinals go to Green Bay and play with the Packers, maybe even upset them. I think that game's gonna be close. You know what people are gonna realize?
What's that?
Kyler Murray's back. Like, back the way he was a few years ago. He had a 50-yard scramble for a touchdown last week against the Niners, and I'm like, I haven't seen him move like that since pre-injury.
So basically, it's going to be the narrative is going to be it probably takes a while for a young quarterback to kind of get going, right?
Well, that, and he had some injuries he had to overcome.
Yeah.
Is this spin about Jalen? Is that what you're doing here?
No. I'm just saying. This could be a little spin about Bryce. It could be a spin about Bryce Young. That's all. I'm just saying.
Nobody's spinning that one but you. that ship is sailed. Oh, yeah, I think Kyler Murray is going to show everyone he's all the way back. He could be the best quarterback on that field Sunday against Jordan Love. Kyle, what do you think? You guessed the take for week 6.
This is going to turn into like the hill that I die on.
Uh-oh.
After this weekend, it's Russell Wilson time in Pittsburgh.
Already?
They're not beating the Raiders. They're going to lose to Aiden O'Connell because Justin Fields is going to be terrible, just like he was last week. And the Steelers are going to have no choice but to turn to Russell Wilson.
You know what's funny?
He's going to be on the sidelines this week. Finally fully healthy, baby. He's coming back.
That one is probably going to have some legs, too. Because there's a lot of people in Pittsburgh ready to pull the trigger on Justin Fields already.
So you're telling me Sunday it's Justin Fields against Aiden O'Connell?
Sunday.
And Justin Fields / Russell Wilson against Aiden O'Connell because Russ is going to get in that fourth quarter.
If that game was in my backyard, I'd draw the blinds. I'm not watching that.
That is terrible.
That game stinks out loud. All right, 215-592-9494. We will give you a same game parlay coming up for Eagles-Browns in a little bit. Back to the phones, though. We got Jason in New Jersey. Hey, Jason.
Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing? First time caller to the show. Thanks for having me on. Hugh, just want to give you a big shout. I'm a big-time fan from back in the day, so appreciate
you
on the show up here in Philly, man.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate calling and listening, Jason. What's on your mind today?
Respect you a lot, too, Joe. I don't think it's Rob Thompson, man. I mean, this all starts at the GM. And not for nothing, this goes all the way up to John Middleton, too. Like, he signs these checks. We got a $1 billion payroll. Did you guys tell me you're going to get embarrassed by the Mets like that after you go and win the East? Come on, man. You can't be doing that. I mean, this is all – it starts at the top, and that's John Middleton handing out all this money to guys who honestly are getting older and not performing. Like, we got to get younger. We need a little bit of roster turnover. Like, everybody's saying we're stuck with Trey. Bryce is who he is. You know what I mean? I don't think we get rid of Castellanos. And outside of that, like, Schwarber we keep. Outside of that, like, we got decisions to make. So that's just kind of where I'm at with it. Like, I'm curious to see what they do. But it's not on Rob Thompson. I think he's doing the best that he can. I mean, I've heard your takes all day. And, Hugh, I'm on your team when it comes to that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I like you thanking people for being on your side of the
debate. I mean, I appreciate it because, you know, I've been taking a lot of heat this week.
Well, you deserve the heat today. I mean, deep down you do.
Just to pick it on you. I've been listening, man.
We got to hold this guy accountable. Jason, are you guaranteeing an Eagles victory Sunday?
I'm not, and I'm with you on this one, too. What Eagles team is going to show up on Sunday? That's what I want to know.
Thank you.
Okay? This defense is abysmal. Deshaun Watson and that whole experiment has been over. We all know that. We all see it. They just haven't pulled the trigger. This guy's about to get benched. You know what he's going to do? I honestly feel he's going to embarrass our defense at home. That's how I feel about this defense.
I mean, come on.
Come on, man. Every game they've won has been tight. Yeah, the defense kept them in the Saints game and the Green Bay game. Outside of that, I mean,
the defense looked like world beaters in that Saints game.
Yeah, one out of four. They did look
they
good.
Did.
So,
again,
Jason, if you're right on that, we got problems because this should be the one offense they should be able to stop.
I'm with you. I want to feel confident that they're just going to go in there and take care of business. But you know what? They haven't done that all year. And even with the games that they've won, with turnovers, what hurts, you know what I mean? My man's got to protect the ball. I love Jalen Hurts, but, dude, you got to protect the ball, man.
There's no question.
It cost us in the playoffs. It's just, I don't know. He's hurting us at the, like, most pivotal times. And I'm just like, every time we see they get something going, he shuts it down. I felt the same way with the Phillies. You know, going into the postseason, they were 33 and 34, I think, in the last 67 games or something like that after, like, the All-Star break or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's sub 500 baseball. How do you expect, even granted, I appreciate the win in us the East. It means a lot to me, especially because the Braves have had the stranglehold on it. You know, I hate the Braves, and I was happy that we did that. But, again, you get the bye. You hope that the rest gets them healthy, but they weren't playing good baseball going into it, and boom, this is the result of it. You know what I mean? Like, they're one of those streaky. They've been that team for the last 3 years where they're streaky. If they're playing hot and consistent baseball, it's good, but just like in the World Series in Game 6, dude, bats went silent. Rob Thompson had no answer. That's not on him.
Yeah, Jason, I see it very similar.
Against Arizona last year.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
It's those guys. They got to be better, and Nebraska got to be better. Jason, we appreciate the phone call. Good stuff there, except agreeing with you. We can't do that. We can't have that.
Yeah. I know today it was a bad look today, but still, it's Friday.
Can we say this to circle back to the Slay thing?
What's that?
If he lets Watson beat him, he might as well go do podcasting full-time, because then we're done here. Like, you can't – you big creepy.
They've been dropping –
Can't beat them.
Their receivers have been dropping a lot of balls lately, too.
They have had
some drops. Amari Cooper?
Cooper
and –
Judy. Jerry Judy. Been,
man, I had to drop them off of my fantasy team.
Like Malik Neighbors.
That looks pretty good for me now. Come on now.
Terrible.
Hold on.
How does it look terrible? He's in concussion protocol.
He's going to be a top wide receiver for the whole year.
Not this year.
You could have put him on IR and just waited a few weeks.
You know what? That was a move that I didn't realize that I had.
So Kyle missed this. Hugh during the show earlier, he must have got the notification that Neighbors is out this week, showed it to me with this, like, I told you so.
I had the look of, see, all the decisions that I make aren't bad ones.
But you could have just IR'd him.
All those decisions, spontaneous decisions that I make, they're not bad all the time.
You're a mess, dude.
Yeah.
A mess.
All right, quick thing based on our last call before we go back to the phones. So we're going to push this Juan Soto thing, right? And we should. He's an all-time young player. And he's
600 yams. Yes.
And we expect Dave Dombrowski to go and tell John Middleton, hey, we should try this. And I think we all expect John Middleton to say yes. At some point, do you think John Middleton looks back at Dave and says, Dave, I've spent $1 billion already. Haven't I provided enough? Like, I don't mean that as a criticism to Middleton. But Hugh, I wonder at one point the owner pushes back on the GM and says, how much more money do you need? I gave you $250 million a year to build the team, and you need $600 more?
Well, I don't think that this is the time to do it, especially when you're an owner that says, I want my trophy. And if that is the guy, if you convince me, if I'm the owner, and you convince me that this is the move that's going to put us over the top, then how do you say no to that? I'm not saying that it is, but it feels like this is a huge move. And if you don't make it, somebody's probably going to make it that's your direct competitor.
Oh, well, that's true. The Mets could get
you
him.
You know what I mean?
I wonder the stomach that Middleton has for it. Like, it's one thing, because a couple years ago, I remember the story was he went to Dombrowski went to Middleton and said, hey, Castellanos is still a free agent. He's still out there. We could go get him.
Saw it in the newspaper.
He saw it in the newspaper, right? That's his own thing. But that was $100 million. I think it's a whole different thing to go to the owner and be like,
it
listen,
is, but you know what the old 600. Saying is? And I've been proven to make, like, I don't agree to this, but I've heard people say, scared money don't make money. And those are normally the people that gamble and lose a lot. But, you know, you gotta spend money. You gotta spend money. Scared money don't make money.
I mean, he doesn't need Dombrowski to answer the question, how much more money do you need? Is this not enough? Like, we just saw them lose in the NLDS. It's obviously not enough.
But because he wasted the money before.
Well, right. I mean, that's a question of...
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're John Middleton, your only answer to this, besides firing Dabrowski, is to throw more money at the problem.
Scared money don't make money, Kyle.
Yeah.
Scared money don't make money.
I would like to be a fly on the wall when Dabrowski goes to Middleton and says, Soto's worth it. I need $600 million. And if I'm Middleton, I'm looking at him like, you came here 2 years ago and you said Turner and Walker are worth $400 million.
And you know what you say when you say that? But this time is different.
I promise. I promise this time you will not regret it.
This time is going to be, it's not going to be the same way. I promise you.
Well, the other thing that Soto does, it's you're spending the $600 million, if that's what it is, to try to win a World Series now. It also kind of extends your window.
It does.
He'll be younger than anyone on this roster.
It's almost a reset of the Bryce thing.
Right.
It's doing it again,
right.
But like 6 years
later.
But
you have a younger cornerstone here. I mean, Stott's 27, Soto's 26. Like, you can almost talk yourself into resetting with another young core.
It is crazy that Soto is younger than Stott and Bohm, and he's been in the big leagues longer than they have.
So if you think about it, like the 600 is almost like a double Bryce Harper tenure. Like, you pay $300 for the chance now, and then $300 for the window to extend later.
I don't think this is going to happen, but Middleton's going to go broke. Listen to us. Just pay for him and pay for him.
We're tossing out
money. Don't make money.
$600 million.
All right, let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's up, Self?
Hey, look, I'm going to say this, man. First of all, I wasn't here before, but I'm here now. Rob Thompson do have to go. And I'm going to tell you why. He's no Charlie Emmanuel. He's too lax, too laid back, too reserved. And the team is taking on that persona. They have no hunger. They have no dog. They have no fight. They can't be called the fighting Phils when they lay down like that. This ain't the first time. His decision-making is horrible. There's no reason why he should have put a ball in that game and took Suarez out. Like, why? Why would you do that? You know what I mean? He was having an all right game. And you go put somebody, and then you take him out with bases loaded to put another man on. Like, his decision-making is horrible, and it's not the first time. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's the thing about me and Kyle just went back and forth, and I'm sure your listeners going to feel some type of way, too. I don't care about Harper. Him and Turner are prima donnas that's overpaid because they don't show up no more than Castellanos and the rest of them. Y'all like them big names. When I say y'all, I'm just talking about the public in general, not y'all specifically. I'd rather have a bunch of no-name dogs that fight and hungry than to have a bunch of name players.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's prissy and paid, fed, well-fed, and have no hunger in them. You know what I'm saying? I don't see the hunger in Harper. I'm sorry, I don't. I don't see the hunger in Turner. I don't. I think they're overpaid. But the problem is where me and Kyle got into that, because when I say all that flack y'all give Jalen Hurts because he got paid and what he's doing, I don't see that same energy with Harper and Turner and them. You know
well, well like, no, now I have it for Turner. I've had it for Turner for 2 years. He's way overrated and way overpaid. Bryce has played really exceptionally for the Phillies.
But he don't show up when he need to show up.
Well,
you're supposed to be as one of the highest paid players on this team. I'm not expecting Schwarber to be the leader. I need you to be that leader. I'm not expecting for what's the boy they call what's his name? I can't remember his name, but they say he's the hype man. He's the one that get him hype. No, I need Harper
Garrett
to do
Stubbs.
That. All that money you getting paid, you the big name. I need you to do that.
The vibes police. Garrett Stubbs, the vibe master.
Yeah, that's not who he is, though. I mean, like,
no, you were talking about Garrett.
Yeah, and I get it. So we approached the phone call. Here's the reality: I can't change their personalities. Their personalities are what they are. I need Bryce Harper to hit, and for the most part, he's hit. Baseball's not the same thing as the other sports. We can't expect him to get a hit every time in the big spot. Now I need it a lot, and he's provided a lot. But it's what we're doing to Harper now is almost as if. Like, let's use Embiid for an example, right? Let's say he averaged 30, 5 points per game his whole playoff career.
Mm-hmm.
And then he missed a shot at the end of the game, and we say he's not clutch. Like, do we expect him to average 40 to hit every shot? Bryce did hit 333 in this series. Now, he didn't get a big hit, Hugh, in game number three. We needed it. He struck out.
Mm-hmm.
It stinks. But he did hit a home run in game two to ignite a comeback. Like, we can't just expect him to get the hit every single time.
And if you're putting it into perspective, the quarterback on an NFL roster is more valuable than I would say Bryce is in the position that he's in.
Of course he is.
And when you look at it, baseball is a game. When we talk about the Mets, for example, we talk about their hitters as a whole. We mm-hmm. talk about that lineup as a collective.
Yep.
We don't talk about one individual. Now, Bryce is that guy. But when we talk about the fact that we lost to the Mets, it's the fact that they had hitters all up and out, all up and down that lineup. The quarterback, for example, the fact that we're talking about the Commodores and how they're having a resurgence is all because of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They got the same guys, for the most part, that cried about Eric Bieniemy being there after winning the Super Bowl. They went out and got a new coach and a quarterback that they sat down at the table, the dinner table, about three of them, and tried to figure out which one to get. And they figured out the one that they needed for their team. And that's all anybody's talking about. And he's only one guy. So it's I hear what you're saying, Self, but it's just football is different. And if you get that one guy, Brock Purdy, give you a ton of examples of guys who look like they were that guy and changed the fortunes of the franchise. Brock Purdy was one of them. The fact that we're talking about C.J. Stroud from last year in the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans have been bottom feeders for the most part. J.J. Watt had them in a position where, you know, they were considered a playoff team.
But that was a while
but
ago.
But that was a long time ago, yeah. And he's a defensive player. He was the face of that franchise for a long time. But it's the quarterback that makes it go. So that's why, you know, it's not fair. I get that. But Jalen Hurts is the straw that stirs the drink.
The best example of why we just can't treat it the same as Jalen, or just use Jalen because that's what Self did, right? In the fourth quarter, the Eagles are down 4 points. Whose ball, whose hand has the ball every play?
Jalen.
Jalen. On 2 nights ago when the Phillies lost, Bryce Harper watched from the dugout, the ninth inning. It was the game, right? Like, imagine in football if we're like, well, it's not Jalen's turn. He can't go in the game. It's like Bryce could have been a little better. I'm not disagreeing. Again, he struck out against Manaea in the sixth inning, game three. But he had to wait his turn in the ninth inning, and he never get up again. Like, one guy in baseball can only do so much.
Well, yeah.
Why can't people wrap their heads around the fact that, oh, like, keep the same energy for Hurts and Harper? Like, the reason we don't is because there are different energies are appropriate. One guy comes up in the lineup every nine times. Jalen Hurts has the ball in his hand on every single play.
He directly affects the outcome of the game.
Joel Embiid has the ball in his hands every single play. Like, that's why these guys get it more. By the way, I just want to point out, Jalen Hurts makes twice as much money per year than Bryce Harper. Twice as much. People look at the $300 million or $330 million, and they're like, holy crap, that's a lot of money. But guess what? It's over 13 years. Baseball players get the long contracts. The quarterbacks
and they get the guarantee money.
Yeah, the quarterbacks almost have to perform like in a microwave like within the first 3-4 years of that contract. He is making $50 million. That's why he gets held to a higher standard.
And trust me, if Bryce had been a disappointment here, everyone would kill him. I mean, like, he's not just loved for...
People did kill him for his first part of when he was here.
I actually think that this city is very fair. It's just about performance. Now, like, pandering helps, sure.
People I was about to say the pandering.
But that doesn't overcome performance.
If he's not performing, they don't care how much pandering he's doing.
If Bryce Harper had Trey Turner stats in Philadelphia, he would not be beloved. I mean, let's be real. He's won an MVP here. He hit the home run to put him in the World Series 2 years ago. All right, enough with that. Can we come up with a parlay for Sunday? Can we do this? Can we hit one? Let's try. FanDuel Sportsbook. That would be our second. That's right. I mean, if we hit one every five or six weeks.
I got one for you.
What do you got?
Bryce Huff,
stop.
A second and a half.
Stop.
What?
You can't put that in the parlay. And we would have said no anyway.
I'm already made a fool of myself. Might as well keep the streak going.
you know the Browns last week allowed 7 sacks?
So why can't I have a second and a half of Bryce Huff?
You can, but I'm not betting real American dollars on it. Real money?
A sack, see, what's going to end up happening? That's the hot take. Joe should have took the sack and a half in the parlay.
You want me to bet real money on Bryce Huff getting a sack?
$2. $2.
Maybe,
somebody out there, bet Bryce Huff whatever the sack number is for him. Bet that.
I'd rather $2. Keep the $2 by a Kit Kat and put it on Bryce Huff.
Kit Kat's $2? Where are you getting your Kit Kat
probably
from?
Dude.
Kit Kat's expensive now.
Yeah, man. Inflation hit, dude.
Wait a minute. Kit Kat? I don't know if you know Kit Kat for
$2. Hugh, you're going to need more than $1 is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. Let me see how much these Kit Kats cost. Now you got me looking up Kit Kat costs.
How much is the most you spend on a Kit Kat? If I really wanted one, I'd spend $2 on a Kit Kat.
You know what's funny? When I try to buy a bunch of stuff, so I don't know the exact price. Because you know chips are expensive now. Chips are like $5.
How much are Kit Kat too?
Kit Kats right now, Snickers $1.97. Yeah, so you're about right.
I'm telling you, man.
That's without tax. Yeah, it's $1.97.
The candy market is
passed
you by.
Be careful, everyone. We're 3 weeks from Halloween. You guys are going to be light in the wallet giving out those candies.
Oh, Hugh's not giving out candy.
Oh, no.
This is why it doesn't have a place. All right, back to the parlay, all right? Where are we going today?
I just told you.
No, we're not doing that one. Not doing that one.
I got one that'll juice this thing
what
up.
What do you got? Go for it.
A.J. Brown's going to come back in a big way.
What's that mean?
And drop two of them.
Two touchdowns.
On the Cleveland Browns.
All right, throw it in. Two touchdowns, A.J. Brown. All right. Do we think they're getting off to a hot start Sunday? Are we going to have smiles in the first quarter in Lincoln Financial Field?
Okay, let me ask you this question.
What do you got?
What have they done to make you feel so confident that they're going to make us smile in the
first
quarter?
But the coach and quarterback are in harmony now.
No. I didn't ask you that.
We can ask you the same thing about Bryce Huff.
Because I believe it.
Well, I believe it.
Because it's about time.
Well,
and this team giving up seven sacks.
Eagles minus 2.5 first quarter.
Let's go.
3-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Boom.
I'll take that.
Okay, we'll put it in. AJ, 2 touchdowns. Eagles minus 2.5 first quarter. All right, how about the Browns? Are the Eagles going to hold? No, I'm not doing Bryce Huff. The Browns team total is 16.5. Are they going to hold the Browns to under 17 points?
Wait a minute, they haven't scored like 18 points all year, right?
They haven't seen our defense.
No, I'm just saying that's the one stat I got right today.
Yeah, that one.
that one we got. I got that one right.
I think the Browns go over the number.
They could do it in garbage time.
You think
so? Yeah, over 16.5. They could do that
okay,
in garbage
17.
Time.
Okay,
yeah.
Garbage time.
They score 17. Eagles 20-something, Browns 17.
You say it's 28-10, and the Browns have 6 minutes left, and they have a slow drive that ends up putting a touchdown on the board.
Yeah, we put Hugh in and throw us the quarterback.
But in that scenario, they might go for two, and then the 16.5 is in the balance.
Now we're overcomplicated.
That would feel like you're trying to beat the spread,
that
too.
That is very likely.
I still say over 16.5.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they'll get the 2-point conversion then. They get even 18.
We'll be rooting for the 2-point.
We will. All right. Over Browns points, 16.5. Eagles minus 2.5 first quarter. A.J. Brown has scored 2 touchdowns. All right. As I do the math quickly on this, if the other 3 legs hit, feels like the game's got to go over, right? Yeah. We think the Eagles win, but the Browns are scoring at least 17, and we have a first quarter Eagles number, 2 Brown touchdowns. How about over for the game? Over 42.5.
Yep.
All right. Here's the parlay, 38-1. Over 16.5 Browns points, Eagles minus 2.5 first quarter, A.J. Brown has scored 2 touchdowns, over 42.5 on the game total. Our parlay, 38-1 over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Hugh, before we hand it off to the afternoon show, we wished we had a game 5 tonight, but we do have a game number 1 tonight.
Yes.
Of the Flyer season. You got any Flyers thoughts for us?
No, we were talking about how many points we were talking about this morning. The average points.
Their point total for the season.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about this. And I know that a lot of times when you ask me questions like this and I throw out numbers willy-nilly, I can kind of blow your mind. I have a strong feeling that this year, because I think the highest point total, I forgot which team it was, but it was like 112 in
the
hockey.
Rangers.
The Rangers.
Rangers.
112. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling 91 points for the Flyers.
91 points. That would be, so their total on FanDuel is 85.5. That would be an over.
Yeah.
So we're betting the over.
I'm betting the over.
That's like fringe 8-seed playoff team.
You know what I was thinking? Because last year, they almost made the playoffs, and they fell apart towards the end.
Plus 190 on to make the playoffs.
Yeah, and don't get me to pronounce the young players' names that they're
Michkov.
Michkov and
then
the other guy. Yeah, give me another. Matvey Michkov. But I will tell you what, Torts was really excited about what the young guys could potentially bring to the table.
Was he? Okay.
Oh, he was like the most excited I've ever seen him in a press conference.
All right, and I'm going to ask you about that presser when we get off there.
What? What's going on?
I just want to know what you saw.
He was. No, he was.
Okay.
He was excited.
I'm sure.
No, I'm saying. I'm a little nervous because I blew the, you know.
You're good. You're good.
I'm glad we
ended with a little Mr. Black Hockey. Flyers.
Did they make the playoffs?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's a guarantee. Because Mr. Black Hockey said so.
All right. That's it for us. We got to go. I think. I'm so glad Mr. Black Hockey has spoken on this. You guys have a great weekend. Go Eagles. We'll talk to you on Monday at Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.